Welcome to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I am Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. I'm your host. And with me, I've got some ladies, but I'm not going to tell you who they are just yet. I've got two amazing guests. And I just figured, I was like, you know, one of these, so one I work with, and she's part of my radio family, and one, I guess you can say we kind of work together too, more in the content creator world, the mom content creator world, and I follow her, and I've been following her story for a while, and it's a good story, and it makes me so happy to follow her story. And so I was like, you know, if she's going through this and has been going through this kind of new journey in her life, I'm sure there are a lot of parents who listen that are probably in the same boat and are wearing the same shoes. I don't know much about it, but I was just like, I want to dedicate this show to all of those people. And what I mean by those people, I'm talking about the parents out there, the single parents. Because she is a single mama, and it's not easy. It's not easy. And I can't imagine what dating is like in this day and age. So I want to introduce you to Miss Kate Vanderloot, who is also known as Makeshift Mama or Makeshift.Mama on Instagram. Did I get that right, Kate?
Yeah.
You type in your name and it comes up. And then Miss Laura Bellotta, host of the Dating and Relationship Show, author of Sex in the City. Her website.
Oh, no, Single in the City. I wish I was the author of Sex in the City. I wish I created that show. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, Laura, would that not be amazing?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. I'm just kidding.
Came from. Like, I know it's Single in the City, and her website is Single in the City. So, Laura, you're a dating and relationship expert. You're a matchmaker. You are like the guru of this kind of world.
Yes. Yes. Kind of. Yeah.
I figured I'm like, think what I'm was like, that, Laura?
Pardon?
I said, what was that, Laura?
I said, yes, I like to think of myself as that. I do help a lot of people for sure in this area of dating and relationships, especially early relationships.
Yeah, well, we're gonna talk about that. That's why I wanted to have you guys on, right? So I'm like, gosh, I wonder how many parents listen that are single and maybe looking to find someone. Or already started dating, but have been out of the dating game for so long. Where do you go? Where do you start? All that stuff. We're going to talk about it all. But first, let's, Laura, I want you to meet Kate because you guys don't know each other. So, Kate, give us a little quick background on yourself.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm a single mom to two little boys. I have been technically divorced for like a few months. This spring is when the divorce actually finalized and went through, which is a long story in and of itself. But when I first left and separated, I had a one-year-old and a three-year-old, and they're now 5 and 7. So it's crazy to think that it's been 4 years. It doesn't feel like 4 years, but when I look at pictures, you know, when your phone sends you things from like 1 year ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, holy crap. I don't even remember living through part of that time. Like, being a single parent with a 1-year-old that was still nursing and like doing all that stuff, like waking up in the night as the only parent, like
right.
At that point in my life, that was the only choice for me, was leaving that relationship. Like, it was a toxic relationship. It was not good. There was lots of things involved in that. We won't get too far into that. But as we separated and we're like, I just had to be out of that space with him, and he kept saying all the things and pulling me back in, and he was going to fix this and work on this and get better and go to rehab, and he did all that stuff. And so for years, this like on and off again situation sort of dragged on, because it was on an upswing, and then it would tank, and then it would come up, and then we'd go down, and we rode this roller coaster for like three of these 4 years. And so we were going to see if we could make it work. We wanted to work it out for our family. Anyway, long story short, like, cut your losses while you're ahead. Like, leaving was the right choice in the beginning, is what I found out. Like, go with your gut. My gut knew from honestly, probably 2 months after we got married, that this probably wasn't the right thing, but we were in it at that point. And I was 24 and I didn't know what I was doing. And I thought, like, oh, things will eventually start to, we'll get into a groove. And then we had kids, and then we were just working, and I was raising babies and all this stuff. And I just kept thinking, this will get better. Like,
yeah,
the next
we'll get
thing
better.
That happens will make it get better. And that is just not the case.
So you were stuck in this vicious cycle.
And Kate, I'm really curious, like, why 2 months after and not 2 months before you got married? What was it about 2 months after that you realized that maybe this wasn't going to go anywhere, this wasn't going to last?
Yeah, honestly, I was so caught up. I was 24. I was 23, I guess, when we got engaged. Like, I was so caught up in this is what you're supposed to do. This is the next step of a relationship. You're in the relationship. You're dating. Like, where do we go from here? It just felt like it was on a trajectory, and like his family was awesome. And like on paper, every box was ticked. But like when you actually sort of tried to put our puzzle pieces together, it never really fit that well. But I tried to make it fit. Like I just kept trying
because
to make it fit.
And I find that a lot of people do it at different points in their relationship where they're just like, you know what, this is naturally the next step. And there's also the pressure from maybe family, friends, society. Laura, you probably know a lot better than I would because I don't know much about this.
I think you do. I think a lot of us actually know a lot about this kind of stuff, right? Like, I don't think, I'm a firm believer that most people don't marry the right person for them. And because of a lot of societal pressures, we do end up marrying people that are really not right for us. And then, have you guys heard of the love languages, the five love languages?
Yes. No.
Now, did you learn about them, like, now, recently, or did you know about them before you got married? Because that...
I knew it, well, not before, but I knew about them probably, I don't know, 6 months, a year into my marriage, because why are we so disconnected? Honestly, I can't even remember when we started, but we were in counseling at like 25 and 26, however old we were at the time, before we even had kids. Like, that should also probably be a sign. Like, if you can't figure this stuff out that early on, I am a huge advocate for counseling and therapy and all that kind of stuff, but like, those are like the glory days. Those are like the easy peasy, like, exciting, you know, like before kids, you're just newly married. And we were already like at this point. And speaking of societal pressures, just to like round our situation out, was so his family's super religious, my family's not. So in order to live together, we had to be on the track. Like, his grandparents still, I don't even think to this day, knew that we lived together before we were married, because we had to be engaged in order to be in the house, and we wanted to buy a house. And so all these things just like sort of, it's like a domino effect. Like, well, we want to live together, therefore you better get engaged. So then we were engaged and living together, and then, well, now we're engaged, we better get married. Like, you know,
and then have kids, and because that's the next logical step, right?
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to take it back really quickly 1 second. Laura, you mentioned love languages. Kate, you said you knew what they were. I have no idea. What do you guys
And you know what? Most people don't know what they are, but I suggest that most people should, that are in a relationship or want to be in a relationship, learn about the love languages. Love languages are what one needs and wants out of a relationship in order to feel love from that relationship. So there are five. There's words of affirmation. That's like saying things like, I love you, you know, you're doing great, you're amazing, I think you're wonderful. Then there's acts of service. So this is when you like your partner doing little things for you. Maybe it's to help maybe you're a busy person and it just helps you out during the day or at night or whatever with the kids, helps you clean the dishes. Then there's words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, and little token of appreciation, I'm thinking of you, here you go. It doesn't necessarily have to be like diamonds or anything huge. Then there's physical touch, which most men are. Most men are physical touch. Pina, your husband, probably physical touch.
My boyfriend is 100%. He's like, I don't even know if I have a second. I have one.
And then there's quality time. So when you're sitting with your partner, you're giving them your undivided attention. Your time is your time alone. So your phones are away. And, yep, and that's what – those are the five.
Those are the five love languages. Okay. I see you learn something new every day. We are talking with Laura Bellotta, host of the Dating and Relationship Show right here on – AM 640, which is on right after this show, so don't go anywhere after this show. And Kate, Makeshift Mama on Instagram, single mom. And we're talking all about the single parenting life and dating and all the fun stuff and crappy stuff, I guess, that goes along with it. Don't go anywhere because we will be back with more right here on The Parenting Show.
Now, back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show. I am Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca, and we are talking all things relationship on the show today. And relationships, a different kind of relationships. These are relationships for the single moms and dads that are listening. We've got Laura Bellotta joining us. She is the host of The Dating and Relationship Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto, also author of Single in the City, and her website, Single in the City, is a site that you're definitely going to want to check out if you are single and looking to date or just need some advice and some guidance. We also have Kate Vanderloot, content creator, single mama, known as Makeshift Mama on Instagram. And Kate, we were talking about your separation / divorce before the break. I know that you talk about, or you refer yourself to a single mom. You're like, that's what you call yourself, a single mom. But you have a little bit of help because now you've got someone by your side.
I do. Yeah. I'm not a new addition. He's a new addition publicly, I guess. He didn't show up in my content for quite a while.
Yeah. And I love this story because, like I said, I follow Kate on social, and it just made me so happy because as long as I've known Kate, you were single. You were a single mom raising two young boys, just kicking ass. And then I started to meet this gentleman who was like randomly starting to pop up on your social. And then the whole story came out, and I think the story is amazing and it's inspiring. And so I wanted you to share that with us. So what happened? Like, how did that even come to be? Were you out looking? Were you like, okay, I've got two young boys, but I want someone in my life? Or did it just magically happen? Like, how did it all happen?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, the story behind him specifically was kind of this magical, like universal, like all the stars had to align for this to even happen, which is why I think it's such a funny story. But I was looking on and off. As I mentioned before the break, my ex-husband and I were very on again, off again. So when we were off again, you know, I'd do the swiping and I'd be on the apps and I'd go out with somebody once, maybe twice, and be like, yeah, like not my jam, moving on. And so I dated for a while, but like that was very on again, off again as well. Like I was in it, I was out of it. I didn't really care. I wasn't really looking. And when everything sort of came to a head and I found out my ex was dating somebody and like, I just had no idea. I was still like in the on again, off again stage with him. That was my like shutdown moment where I was all of a sudden like, oh, wow. Okay. Like this has now been decided for me. And at that time in that like situation, I just thought everything is the worst. My world is crumbling around me. How is this happening? Like, how is he now after all of the stuff that I've stood by him for making this decision? This is so unfair, yada, 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 in retrospect. And after talking to I had a medium do a reading like the next day, like all of these things sort of started to come together. And about a week later, I realized like this had to happen this way in order for me to actually nip it in the bud. Like I was never going to be the one to leave. I'm loyal to a fault. I am always trying to help the person fix the issue, put it all back together. Like, you know, I was always that person repairing the things, trying to go to the counseling, everything. So when this happened, I was like, oh my gosh, my hands are off of this now. He's no longer my issue. What do I want? What do I even like? What do I even need? Like I don't have to expend all of my energy anymore on this person. So I started doing exactly that, like looking at what I wanted in a person, what I needed from a relationship. And I think the biggest thing for me is that I recognized is that I wanted a relationship with somebody that I didn't need. I didn't need them to be there. I didn't need their help. I was a single parent. I can do this on my own. And I had been doing it on my own for so long. I wanted somebody that I wanted around, that I wanted to have in my life, that I wanted to show up in my space from day to day, and not somebody that I absolutely relied upon and needed.
So Laura, I just want to jump in here for a second. Do you find that a lot with your clients? Like, or is Kate like realizing things that takes a lot of people a really long time to get to? In the sense of like, I want to find someone, but someone I don't need because I can do things on my own.
Yeah, so I always tell people that it's really important to make sure that you're ready to start dating. And I think that all single parents or single people need to keep in mind that everyone has their own timeline, and it could be months or years before you're really ready to date. But make sure that you, you know, are ready to truly date, which I think Kate was, right? You got to a point, maybe at the beginning you weren't so much, you were like in devastation and oh my goodness, but then you got a hold of your life. And see, that's why you attracted this wonderful person into your life, because likes attract likes and you attract who you are. So you were vibrating at this level and this guy was vibrating at the same level as you. And then all of a sudden, like you guys come together. That's why when you're in a really dark place, the best thing to do is not to get out there and try to meet someone online. And that's one of the biggest issues I'm seeing with online. And it drives me absolutely crazy is that you meet these people that haven't done the work. And so they're just, you know, they think that they're going to get over someone by getting under someone.
Yeah.
You know, you've heard that.
That's a good way to put it. They're looking to somebody else to fix them. Yeah, fix them.
But that's not going to work, right?
No.
So I always suggest for people getting out there again is to, you know, set goals for the relationship you want and really search within yourself and ask yourself, like, you know, who am I and who would be most suitable for me? And stop choosing people based on, you know, surface level qualities, what they look like.
Oh my gosh.
And choose someone who shares
yeah,
the same
please.
Goals, values, interests as you. And again, like, stop qualifying someone based on what they look like, because looks fade, and then next thing you know, you're with a narcissist.
Yeah, which is, like, the
yeah.
worst.
Word.
So,
word.
Kate,
yeah.
You, like, because in this day and age, right now, I'd imagine dating isn't easy and online is the way to go. Is that right, Laura and Kate?
Well, so I'll just throw in my
two. Probably.
Yeah, so I feel like this is, with online dating today, there's a lot of shit going on. Can I say that on your show?
Yes, yeah.
There's a huge fear of commitment out there. And Kate, you probably have experience with this too. So many people wasting your time.
Yeah.
Did you have a big issue with that? Because that's what I'm finding, and that's what a lot of my clients are finding. It's just a huge, it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's how I describe it. People's expectations are way out of whack. They're looking for perfection. And one of the biggest issues with online dating is that it's called the paradox of choice. It's when we have too much choice, we're reluctant to make a choice because we don't want to make the wrong choice. Like, it's like you're swimming in this big fish of sea. It's like, oh, look over here, oh, that person's giving me attention, so forget about that person. Whereas you should really be focusing on one or two people rather than, you know, 10 or 20 people. And then people have joined like 10 sites rather than just, you know, my suggestion is don't be on more than two or three sites, like tops, right? Because then it gets out of control and you don't know who you're meeting, you don't know who you're dating. And then being on an app can really feel like a part-time job. It's, again, it's just so
hot. I'm laughing because I'm like, Jesus, what the?
Tina, you're so lucky you're married. I tell my married friends, stay married, please, stay married. And then you start conversations with people, you think things are going really great, and then all of a sudden they just go, poof, they're gone, they disappear. It's like, what happened to that person? But then they reappear again after a month or two. Yeah, and it's like, well, yeah, exactly, what were you doing? Well, they were probably still in a relationship with someone. They haven't ended that relationship, but they were already dipping their toes in the online dating world, which is a no-no. And then another big issue, Pina and Kate, is that people just don't live up to their profiles. A lot of people lie. So guys will lie about their height.
Always the height.
Guys will lie about their height.
I'm 6 feet tall. Like, that's a problem for me.
People will lie about their age. People will lie about their weight. They post old photos. Which is,
you know what? I have to say, one of my guy friends, I'm totally calling him out here, Jesse. This poor, well, I'm not going to say poor guy. He does it to himself sometimes too, but he gets catfished a lot and like I howl. Oh. It's like the funniest thing ever. I'm sorry.
But
I
need to pick up on the signs. Like, they're so easy to pick up on. It's, and then, you know what? I guess online dating is just a completely superficial.
So
you could be missing out on so many great people, and what you think is a great potential may not be, and vice versa. What you think may be a great potential can be, but you don't know because you're just swiping, swiping, swiping and thinking, well, he doesn't look like the type of person that I want to date, but, you know, he could be a wonderful person, and actually you guys could be a great match, but you would never know it. So it's just such a superficial way of meeting people.
So, Kate, you were on a few sites. A few dating apps, right? From what I recall from your story, you were just one day you threw in the hat and you're like, I'm done. I'm deleting this stuff.
That's what happens. You get burned out.
Hold on, Laura. This is where it gets good. What happened, Kate?
Okay, so yeah, I had just kind of given up. But from everything that you're saying, like that Laura was just saying, the superficialness of being online, like I said before, like my ex and I checked all the boxes on paper, but we never connected. So like I'd be swiping on people like, oh yeah, like I want that in a person, and then meet them and you have nothing to talk about. Like, you think you know what you want when you read it or you see it, but you don't know what you want. So you do when you actually get there and you meet a person and you feel it, but it's hard to get there when you're going through a screen and you're looking at them for maybe 10 seconds before you're making a decision. So my story with Chris is his name, is that I had just kind of like given up on them. I needed to be.
Hold on. I'm pausing you here for a second because I know that we're going to run out of time and I don't want this story to be interrupted. If you're listening at home, don't go anywhere. We're taking a quick break and we'll be right back. This is the Parenting Show on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. We're talking all about dating and relationships in the parenting world. So we'll catch you back here 2 seconds. Okay, maybe a little bit longer. This is the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. And on the show today, we are talking all things dating and relationship, but in the parenting world. So for all you single parents listening, this show is for you. Maybe you've been wanting to, like, find someone in your life. but don't know how to go about it. And so that's why we've got dating and relationship expert Laura Bellotta joining us. She's also the host of the Dating and Relationship Show, which airs right after this show, so you're not going to want to go anywhere, as well as Kate Vanderloot. She is a single mama of two boys, content creator, and also goes by makeshift.mama on Instagram. So before the break, Kate, you were telling us about the apps and Chris, who is the man in your life, because we were talking with Laura about apps, and she was like, first rule, like one or two, like a few, just a few apps tops you should be on. Right, Laura?
Yes. Yes.
Don't go for the 10.
Top three, because then you get overwhelmed and then you forget who you're dating. And that's what happens. And then you get burnt out, too. You get dating burnout. Kate, that happened to you. You're just like, I'm tired of this. I'm done. But then you get out there and you realize, oh, my goodness, like, men aren't approaching me. How am I going to meet someone? You know, I've exhausted all my friends. They don't have anyone for me. So I need to get back on this dating site. And then it becomes this vicious cycle.
So, Kate, that's what you did. You were just like, I'm done with these apps, right?
Yeah. No one was approaching me anywhere because I was a single parent and I didn't go anywhere. So one day we were out for my birthday. It was last April and I had no apps on my phone anymore. I had shut them all off. I was just like, I was done with it for a while. And all of my married friends are very entertained by the dating apps. So
I am one of those. Like,
they always are.
I love it. Give me your phone and let me swipe for you. So
exactly.
Bad.
Exactly. So they were like, can we play on your phone? And I was like, oh, I don't have anything on it anymore, guys. And they were like, oh, just like open it back up, whatever, put something back on. So I had Bumble and Tinder at the time. So I put Bumble back on my phone, like reinstalled it or whatever. I was like, have fun. And the next day there was a message that probably a bunch of stuff was showing up, but I was just not like, I just did not want to deal with it at that time. I was just swiping them off the screen. So on Bumble, like the girl has to message the guy first. So when you match with somebody, you have 24 hours to message that person or they just disappear. If you're like, oh, maybe that was not a great swipe, you can just ignore it and they'll disappear. Whereas some of the other ones, you're just like getting sent things, like it's aggressive. It can be aggressive. So I really like Bumble for that fact. And so I saw him pop up. Saw a message, saw a notification, swiped it away, then saw a 24-hour extend, which means they're asking or, like, getting an extra 24 hours for you to send that first message. And I was like, okay, like, who is this guy, right? Like, who is extending on me? Like, now I feel like, ooh, special or something.
Right.
So I looked at his profile. He was, you know, too young for me, I would say. I had like switched my parameters in that app so that it was only guys that were like my age to 40 or something, which I don't know why I did that. But at the time, like when I was meeting guys and they were like, had no kids, they were in their like late 20s, early 30s. And they were just like, you know, in the tech industry, I live in like Waterloo region and like we had nothing in common, like on paper, cool, but like we were just not compatible. So anyways, this guy pops up and I was like, how did I even match with him? He's 30. But anyway, I meet with this guy. I match with this guy. He's 30. It doesn't say anything about kids on his profile. So we just kind of, I messaged him, hey, that was my first message to him. He responded. And within the first 10 messages, he has two kids. He went through a messy divorce. He'd been divorced for a year. I was like, oh, he's 30. So I was kind of shocked. And we set up a time to meet. Like all of this stuff was just kind of happening. And we could talk forever. We sat down to meet for the first time at a coffee shop, which I found out at the coffee shop that he doesn't drink coffee. Like he just agreed to get coffee with me. I don't know. He got a beer. Luckily, they had beer at this fancy boutique place. And we sat there and talked about life and what went down in his divorce and what went down in mine and all of this stuff. And we were there for 4 hours. 4 hours. I know.
Wait, Laura, is that's a big no-no?
That could be a big no-no, depending. Yeah, I mean,
it
I guess it works for you guys, but generally you're not supposed to talk about your ex on a first date. And I find that a lot of guys like to do that, and I'll set them straight. Because when I meet guys, because I'm single now, I don't let them know what I do. I don't let them in on that, because I feel like they prejudge me, and then they feel like I'm judging them, which I kind of am.
Yeah, and they feel like they can't be themselves, right?
Yep.
They're like, yes. I can't be myself. I have to be someone like extra and more because of her profession. This is a dating and relationship expert. I'm on a date.
Yeah, with. It's bad.
So
it would be hard.
So Laura, like, okay, now you know Kay's story. Like, she had deleted the app, and then her friends matched her with Chris, who now, fast forward a year and a bit, they're now living together. He just literally moved in, like
a year and a half. Yeah.
So your friends didn't hook you up. The app did.
Yeah, they swiped on him. Like, I didn't swipe right on him, so I would have never probably seen him, or maybe would have eventually. I don't know, but yeah, he showed up. He just kind of showed up.
You know what? And I know sometimes we have dating burnout, but it's important that we get ourselves back out there, because look what just happened to you. Love is possible. Anything's possible. There's somebody out there for everybody. You just really have to do the work, and you have to put yourself out there. There are so many people that won't do the work. They'll just sit back and think that someone's just going to come along. It doesn't work like that anymore. It really, really doesn't. So if you want my advice on how to get back out there, I can gladly give it to you.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. You said do the work, okay? What exactly do you mean by do the work?
Do the work and, like, get back to self-discovery. Learn about yourself. Like, I mean, you were in a relationship for who knows how long. You probably lost a part of yourself in that relationship. So it's important to rediscover who you are. Like, who is Kate? You know, who is Pina? Who is Laura? Who are we? What makes us tick? What makes us happy? What do we enjoy? There are things that I don't even know that I enjoy yet, you know, so like rediscovering who you are, what you like, what you don't like, getting rid of any negative people in your life. Like, that's a big one, right? Kate, did you do that?
Yeah, I definitely had to. Also getting good at being alone, like,
yes, getting comfortable with being alone. And I think that's what that helped me during COVID, because I had a breakup. Me and my guy broke up a couple of years ago, but we still lived in the same place for an entire year as friends. But still, he was there. It was like I was living with someone. And then I moved into my parents for 3 months because I was renovating my place. And then when I finally moved in my own place, I think I was here for a couple of months and thinking, I don't like this that much. Like, I'm not for this, right? And then... during COVID, I had no choice, and then I just started to discover myself again, and now I love being on my own. I mean, having a partner would be great, but it's not something I need at the moment. But if somebody comes along in my life and compliments that, that's amazing.
So this is kind of like going back to what Kate said, where she's like, I didn't need someone. You know, I didn't need someone to be there for me. I didn't need someone to help me with stuff, because I knew that I could just do it on my own. Here I am, single mom, too, been doing it on my own the whole time. And so there wasn't that need. It wasn't like trying to find someone to fill a void. And that's what you're saying, right, Laura? It's not about finding someone to help you fix your relationship problems from the past.
Right.
So you can move on, or to fill any void.
To attract the right person into your life, you need to be in a good solid place and like yourself, because you will attract somebody who also likes themselves.
I think that's huge. And I think, I hope that maybe for those of you guys listening at home, you really take a moment to think about that. And I think that's important, whether you're in a relationship and have been married for 20 years or you're newly single. I think it's something that I always talk about myself too. I'm like, listen, I'm a mom. It doesn't mean that's the be-all and end-all of who I am. I'm more than just a mom, and you can't lose yourself in the process. So for me, I say that about being a mom, but it also means the same thing. It's also the same thing for relationships. You know what I mean? You're more than just that girlfriend, fiance, wife. So like Laura said, you have to know who you are and you need to do the work. Am I right, Laura?
Yes, you are.
There we go. We're talking all things dating and relationship on the show today. Don't go anywhere because we will be right back. This is a parenting show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Now, back to the parenting show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. It is Sunday night, and this is the parenting show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and we are talking with Kate Vanderloot, also known as makeshift.mama on Instagram, single mama of two boys, and in a new relationship. We also have Laura Bellotta. She is the host of the Dating and Relationship Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. She's a expert when it comes to relationships. She's our dating and relationship guru. So we've been talking about dating for the single parents out there. Kate, you were once one of those people.
I was. We've covered a lot of ground. And I feel like Laura was very cringy when I said all the stuff that got dumped out in our first date, which is fair. That's not a typical first date level discussion. And it's not stuff that I had felt comfortable talking with other first dates about up until I sat down with Chris. We sat in each other's energy. We vibed so well. We just started talking about normal things, likes, dislikes, you know, all that kind of stuff, what we do. And then all of a sudden it just got deeper. Like the conversation got deeper. It took us on a more serious route, but as two single parents, he has two little boys, I have two little boys. We knew that if we were going to do this, we were going to come second fiddle to the kids. His kids are his priority and my kids are my priority. And I could not be with somebody that didn't know that implicitly from the beginning. So it was definitely more of an intense discussion than I would have had with somebody that wasn't at that level. But I think that's why, like, literally from day one, we've just been in this vibe. Like, we vibed together on all the right things.
And listen, for those of you guys at home, I know that Kate's story is not, like, the average story. Am I right, Laura? Like,
oh, yes. For sure, especially nowadays with the dating landscape, it's really, really difficult getting back out there for sure. But it is possible, so I want everybody to know that you can meet the love of your life. And I believe, too, sometimes when it's second time around, it's a greater, better love because now you're in a great place. You know and understand yourself. You know who you are and what you will and won't tolerate. You know, you pretty much have your set boundaries, whereas before you may not have. I think it's the first marriage was maybe a learning experience, and then the second one, hopefully there won't be any more after that, but hey, there are.
So Laura,
be a greater
what are some tips and advice that you can give to the single parents listening right now that maybe have been out of a relationship for a while and want to jump back in, or are newly single and are like, you know what, I am ready. Or even just to like talk to some people, maybe not get into something serious, but just meet some people.
Well, I think that you need to take things slow, first of all. Rome wasn't built in a day. And you need to have a positive mindset always. You want to reflect on what you do want and what you don't want in a partner. And, you know, let's just say you're meeting people, you definitely don't want to be comparing them to your ex. Your ex is an ex for a
reason.
Okay, so don't be comparing people to your last relationship. And if you feel that you are, then you're probably harboring some feelings still and that you should still work on yourself. So you really need to be ready to get to move on, okay? So you need to be in a good place. You can't be angry because you're going to attract the wrong person into your life. Don't make dating everything. You know, like have fun, like make sure that you're still enjoying your own activities and focus on things, other than dating. Set realistic expectations. Again, I think we talked about this earlier. don't be qualifying people just on surface level things. Don't talk about your ex too much on the first date. Rebuild your confidence. You want to rebuild your confidence because confidence is sexy. And figure out what you want and who would be most suitable for you. Who are you going to get along with? Get on dating sites. Make sure you use great photos. That's the first thing people see about you. Let everyone know that you're single and looking. Join meetup groups. Join different groups. Socialize as much as possible. Mingle in new social circles. And don't let anybody waste your time, okay? And you know when someone's wasting your time. They'll text you. They'll video chat with you. They'll make plans in advance. They'll introduce you to their friends. If they're not doing these things, then see you later.
And Laura, that brings me to a really good point before we end off the show. Off air, you were talking about the importance of using online dates right now while we're in this pandemic and we really can't get out much. So you're like, get in front of a screen and maybe have those kind of dates, right?
I'm a huge, huge fan of video dating. It's a great way to figure out what someone's really like, their personality, the way they carry themselves, the twinkle in their eyes, the way they smile, all those things. So get on a video call, and if someone doesn't want to, then you know what? Do you really want to, some people don't feel comfortable doing that, but maybe they're not the right person for you.
Yeah, life is too short. Like Laura said, don't waste it. Don't let someone waste your time. Don't waste it. I want to thank you guys both for joining me on the show today. Kate, where can people find you if they want to look for you on social and follow your journey with Chris?
Yeah, makeshift.mama is my Instagram handle, and everything is pretty much linked out through there.
You guys are going to want to go check her out there. And Laura, if people want to come to you for some dating and relationship advice, you're also a matchmaker. So,
I have a very affordable service too. They can find me at singleinthecity.ca. Things are starting to ramp up in the dating world again, so this is a good time to get in the database. And also official Laura Bellotta on Instagram. Thank you, Pina, for having me. It's about time, girl.
I know. I'm so happy that I had you guys both on the show. I'm so happy that we covered off this topic. So that is it for the Parenting Show this week. So we'll catch you guys next week, 8 o'clock, right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And don't forget to jump back on at 10 o'clock for the Dating and Relationship Show with our very own Miss Laura Bellotta. We'll catch you guys next week. Peace out.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.